This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah alleged that ruling DMK government in Tamil Nadu is a failure. He asked the party workers to expose it in a closed-door meeting of party workers at Tiruchi in Tamil Nadu yesterday. Mr. Shah asked party workers to work hard towards NDA success in ensuing assembly elections. He also asked party workers to take forward the welfare schemes of the Modi government to the people at large. The senior BJP leader was in Tamil Nadu on a two-day visit, stepping up party's outreach ahead of the assembly elections. He also emphasized the need to expose corrupt leaders of the DMK government. During his visit, Mr. Shah also held discussions with leaders of the AIADMK to undertake the journey in challenging the present ruling dispensation of the state. In a public meeting on Sunday, he stepped up attacks on Chief Minister M.K. Stalin over governance, corruption and dynasty politics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that the world is looking at India with hope and optimism and wants to invest in its innovative youngsters. He pointed out that solutions to some of the most pressing global challenges are also emerging from the country. He said, India's art, culture, music and several festivals are going global, while yoga and Ayurveda are making a worldwide impact by promoting healthy living. The Prime Minister wrote this in an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in Gujarat in the year 1026. PM Modi said, Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilizational spirit. Prime Minister said it was in January 1026 that Mahmud of Ghazni attacked this temple seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. He later shared an audio on social media platform.
अगर हजार साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है तो हम हजार साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं आइए इसी प्रेरणा के साथ हम आगे बढ़ते हैं एक नए संकल्प के साथ एक विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए एक ऐसा भारत जिसका सभ्यतागत ज्ञान हमें विश्व कल्याण के लिए प्रयास करते रहने की प्रेरणा देता है.
Prime Minister Modi will be visiting Somnath Temple in Gujarat on Sunday. Indian Railways utilized over 80% of capital expenditure in first three quarters of current financial year. The Ministry of Railways informed that Indian Railways has spent 2,03,138 crore rupees out of the total gross budgetary support of 2,52,200 crore rupees by the end of December 2025. The Ministry said that the expenditure has primarily focused on safety measures, capacity enhancement, infrastructure modernization and passenger amenities. This includes the introduction of 164 Vande Bharat trains, 30 Amrit Bharat trains, the implementation of Kavach automatic train protection system, the electrification of over 99% of the broad gauge network and major works covering new lines, gauge conversion, track doubling, traffic facilities, investments in PSUs and metropolitan transport systems. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday interacted with participants of the French-Indian Young Talents Programme by Chamber of Commerce and Industry, France, India, in Paris. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he discussed the transformations underway in the world and the importance of India-France collaboration in that context. Dr. Jaishankar reached Paris yesterday on the first leg of his two-nation visit to France and Luxembourg. In the second leg of his visit, External Affairs Minister will visit Luxembourg, where he will hold discussions with the Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Xavier Bettel, and with the senior leadership of the country. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan unveiled a book titled Khud Baat e Modi Lal Kile ki Fasil se in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said the book is a compilation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Independence Day speeches from 2014 to 2025, translated into the Urdu language. The book is published by the National Council for Promotion of Urdu Language. In Under-19 cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 8 wickets through DLS method in the second youth ODI of the three-match series at Willow Moor Park in Benoni. With this win, India team has clinched the series 2-0, and that is the end of this news bulletin.